best way to get you going. This is VOC Breakfast with Gulam Fakir and Samira Sheikh Esop, only on the Voice of the Cape.
Welcome to Breakfast on 91.3 FM. Now, South Africa will be waking up to the news that Saudi Arabia has announced the gradual resumption of Umrah and visits to the two holy mosques. So with a limited number of pilgrims starting from October the 4th, 2020. And this is, of course, reported in the Saudi Gazette. Now, to talk to us about this, the president of the South African Hajj and Umrah Council, Shaheen Esop. Assalamu alaikum and shukran so much for your time.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan for the opportunity.
Shaheen, we're talking about a gradual process. I see that there are three phases that, in terms of how the kingdom will be rolling out the Umrah process. Take us through those stages.
Well, I think the initial stages is obviously going to be for local people to see how they're going to manage the process within the, you know, Haramain. We're talking about Makkah and Medina per se. And, you know, the process will obviously be as a result of ensuring that, you know, the safety of pilgrims are going to be looked for. Initially, as they've done, you know, with Hajj, you know, small percentages will obviously be allowed in. There'll be a gradual opening of that to like 75% in the second phase. And thereafter, you know, the internationals will be able to come in. The problem that you're going to have is that more detail obviously needs to be given from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia insofar as what is going to be required, you know, over and above what they put out about a week ago, indicating that you need to have a certificate from your local, you know, medical practitioners stating that you're COVID-free, etc. So all of these things are going to play a very, very important role, and we're going to watch that in great earnest to see how it's going to impact on Al-Mu'tamirin and how it's going to play going forward.
According to the third phase of inviting international travel, they said that that will be happening from about the 15th of Rabiul Awal 1442 that they are hoping for international travel. That corresponds to the 31st of October. Do you think this would be a practical time or a practical date?
Well, I think practical in the sense that they may have obviously gone through all the necessary information and all the necessary details with their Ministry of Health and others to ensure that you know, there is availability and that there is, you know, everything put into place from a regulatory perspective. The key, unfortunately, is going to be to, you know, what happens with second waves in different countries. Just yesterday, we saw the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom impose, you know, a level 4 restriction on the United Kingdom as a result of increased numbers that seems to have been coming through there. The same with Spain, the same with, you know, one or two of the other countries, France, in the European area. Now, what happens if that is expounded, for example, into the subcontinent or into Southeast Asia, where the large majority of Mu'tamirin actually come from? So these, you know, aspects need to be brought in mind, and they could change the, you know, the opening phases or the structures accordingly. They could certainly do that, and as a result of that, we must be wary about it. As much as it brings relief and it brings excitement, but we also have to be wary about those.
But now, Shaheen, let's get closer to home. You know, will SAUK be working with the relevant operators to perhaps also look at or consider a similar quota system for Umrah like they do with Hajj, also in obviously in light of curbing the COVID-19 pandemic?
You know, we can't actually speculate on that particular grounds right now because we don't know more detail about what the you know, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is going to be expecting from Mu'tamirin to come through. It's not going to be a carte blanche. So as a result of that, there may be a restriction on aged people, there may be a restriction on, you know, people with chronic ailments and so forth. But again, I'm not going to speculate right now. We first got to wait for all the necessary information, you know, to present itself. And thereafter, we can certainly, you know, make the necessary recommendations.
I must also say, Shaheen, the fact that this was released last night via the Saudi Gazette, it does sort of give an impression, you know, that the Saudi government is on top of their game and they really want, you know, for Umrah to take place locally and abroad. And so they are getting the ball in motion, basically.
Absolutely so. And if one looks at all the necessary, information and news coming out of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia regarding COVID. That's one country that seems to be on top of COVID because their number of infections on a daily basis is decreasing. And also their number of, recoveries has been increasing exponentially. So with the result, you're finding that there's a bit more comfort in that country. The problem is not what's happening in country, but what happens from an import perspective.
Let's speak quickly about the Hajj in itself. We know that some operators had to reimburse the 2020 Hujjaj. Any news on that? Have that been settled or are there still outstanding monies?
No, that's still an ongoing process. The unfortunate factor is that, deposits that have been paid over to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is taking a little bit longer to, get resolved from that perspective. And as a result of that, inshallah, we're just asking pilgrims to be a little bit more patient as a result. Together with the operators, SALK has basically engaged the Ministry of Hajj, the Muassasa, and the role players on that side to try and ensure the expedition of that repatriation of funds that needs to come through.
Right, let's leave it at that. President for the South African Hajj and Umrah Council, Shaheen Esop, as always, lovely chatting to you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And of course, that was Shaheen Esop from SALK. He spoke to us basically about the Saudi government that's allowing gradual resumption of Umrah from the 4th of October. Just very quickly to reiterate, allowing citizens and residents to perform Umrah within the kingdom starting on Sunday, the 17th of Safar 1442. That corresponds to the 4th of October at a rate of 30%. So that's about 6,000 pilgrims per day. Then the second stage, they're looking at, visits and prayers for citizens and residents from within the kingdom starting from the 1st of Rabiul Awwal 1442 at a rate of 75%. So that will bring it to about 15,000 pilgrims or worshippers per day. And then the third is to open it up to international travels. That will be from the 15th of Rabiul Awwal 1442. But the official announcement still has to be made with regards to details of that. And remember, of course, COVID-19 still exists. So they still need to roll out an exact plan as to what is going to happen. Well, breakfast continues right after this.